Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, again at the beginning of this week, we come to you acknowledging that we cannot live as we should without your help, without your Spirit's power, without your motivation, without knowing the risen Lord Jesus Christ going before us as our shepherd and our Lord. And so we come humbly and asking for your help today as we look at your word to equip us to walk this way, this day in his steps and to do his will and to bring glory and honour to him. In his name we pray. Amen. So we're coming to the end of the Sermon on the Mount, and we've had quite a trek, haven't we? Jesus has covered so much ground, all to do with how to live in the kingdom. So this is pointing forward away from the law commanded in the Old Covenant, which governed their behaviour as they lived in the Promised Land, into the new kingdom which he was heralding, which would be brought about by the Spirit imparted to the lives of new created hearts in those who believe in him. And he's painted for us vivid pictures of how we should live, and indeed how we should not live. And he ends the sermon with four contrasts, and we're looking at the first of those today. So we'll read Matthew chapter 7 and verses 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. So this is a pretty straightforward picture, is it not? You have two vivid pictures to look at. The one, a narrow entrance leading to a narrow path along which there are walking just a few people. And on the other side, you have this wide entrance with these open gates through which march a multitude. And it's an easygoing path that they tread. So what is Jesus talking about? Well, he's talking about salvation, isn't he? There is no doubt about that. So the first thing we have to say about this choice to make is you must get in. You have to go through one gate or the other. In our country, and in others too, there is something called a turnstile, which was probably invented by early farmers in order to admit a human, whereas to not admit an animal. So they devised this means with a cross placed on top of a post, which would rotate, and the entrance would be wide enough for a person to go through, but not livestock, and that way they could actually not have to climb a stile up and down to access their fields. They could just carry on walking on the level, and yet their animals would be kept safe, one person at a time. And this is the idea of the narrow gate. Only one person can go in, and only once, one at a time. And here is a picture then of salvation. What is Jesus saying? He's saying the way into salvation is only singular. It's a personal choice. It's something you have to do for yourself. You cannot do it in conjunction with others, and neither do you do it by following the crowd. Elsewhere, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And he emphasizes all the way through his teaching on the advent of the new covenant, that it's only by believing in him that we have access to this eternal life that he promises. You must get in, and he is the only way in. By contrast, this wide gate admits as many as want to travel through it, and it's the way that the world goes. Secondly, we see you must get on. So it's the path that you follow once you've actually begun it. And the path that he is advocating for the believer is a narrow path. It's not easy to stick to. It's something you have to focus on, something you have to concentrate on, something you need God's power to endure with. And this in contrast to the wide path that is easy for the most people to actually walk. Going the way of the world, swimming with the current, is going to be easier. Going against the world, sometimes standing in opposition to them in what they're saying and what they're teaching, this is not going to be easy. Sometimes it will result even in persecution, and Christians lose their lives in standing for their faith. They're walking the narrow way, and they do so by God's power and God's grace. You must get in, you must get on, and you must get there. What is the end of these three paths, these three roads? Well, the end of the narrow path is eternal life, but the end of the wide road is to destruction. So this is a vital issue, and it's one that every single person must make a choice in. Are you going to enter through the narrow gate this day? Are you going to walk the narrow path, the path that Jesus leads you along? Are you going to end up in destruction or in the eternal life that God lays out for those who believe in his Son? So here it is, a straightforward choice to make. One path or the other, one gate or the other, one end or the other. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that by your imparting to us of the sight we need to see the difference in these choices, we can be encouraged to take hold of the free gift of salvation that you offer and enter through the narrow gate, which is Christ, and walk this narrow road to please you in what we do, what we say, what we think, the way that our hearts are. And we praise you for the joy of new life that that brings to us in Jesus, and that it is a life that is so full of everything that the world cannot give us. So we ask for your strength and your power to continue in the path we have chosen, to the glory of Jesus, our risen Lord. Amen.